I thought it was a little bit of a quick whistle, and because you can always go back and look at those, and but didn't really get an explanation on it.
Lindy, with the way this series went back and forth, I mean, did you and your staff anticipate overtime and this kind of ending? And how do you as a coach prepare for a sudden death and possibly season-ending overtime?
Well, I think we said at the start of this series it was going to be two really good teams playing. We had some momentum swings, and you get to overtime. We had a couple of really good chances. We had the chances in our hands. Those are the opportunities that you hope you get. We just didn't finish. We had a couple of great opportunities, even in the third, the Hellenius toe slash glove save that almost went. I think the ice was fairly tilted. We had a lot of opportunities to make a difference in the game.
Lindy, when you're going into that overtime, the way the game had been uphill and now you finally had a lot of momentum going, how much did you think to yourself, you're looking in that room, somebody's going to be a hero for this team?
I thought it was just part of our journey. A tough start where, we let one go in off a skate. A penalty that we almost had killed. We got just a little bit aggressive and left net front. But these guys never quit all year. Just another indication. You battle hard. We stayed with the game. We get one to make it 2-1, and we talked about playing the game the right way and made a great play off a face-off, and Darlene got us tied. And I really felt that the game was right there for us.
On a personal level, what are the initial emotions of the season ending that way tonight?
It hurts. I told the team it hurts. That pain will go away. But I won't let this one game define the season we had. I told the players how proud I was of them. The battle, we took into game 6 in Montreal, and then came back here and gave ourselves every chance to win. So this one game doesn't define our season for us.
Lindy, the way Rasmus played in the playoffs, in these last couple in particular, it almost looked like at times he wanted to will you to victory. Can you speak to just what he did these last couple of games and how dynamic he was at times?
Yeah, I mean, he was on his toes. He wanted to be a difference every opportunity he could be. Played one heck of a... I mean, you look at our top couple guys in Game 6. They played a heck of a game to give us the win. Again, tonight, Dahls tied the game for us. I thought Tomer in overtime had the great look that could have won us the game. But it didn't go.
Lindy obviously played well enough to win tonight, as you talked about, but to drop 5 of 7 at home in these playoffs, I mean, how much of that will you chew on in the off season?
Yeah, that hurts. It was strange in the East, the disparity with the home and road. Besides the start of the game, I thought this was probably one of our better games where we really tilted the ice and had the game in our favor. But again, didn't find a way to win it. Our fans have been so great. You go back to the end of the year, the momentum they helped us with, the energy in this building. It would have been nice to close this one out here. Just a gift for how good they've been. Didn't quite get that done.
Of all the teams you've coached, what makes this one unique? What are you going to remember most about this specific group?
Just the resiliency, the you never quit, all the challenges we faced, some personal challenges with players, some injuries to start the year, and just to keep coming back. And once we hit December and we got a little bit healthy, just to keep coming back and winning games. Even, you can look at the Boston game. game one. You know, looking like we may get beaten game one, and just the effort in the last 10 minutes to win that hockey game. This was a team that they never quit, and they probably had every excuse to at times, but they always found a reason to win.
Lindy, walking off the ice, you know, fans are chanting for you guys. I'm curious what you're thinking as you're walking off there, just looking up. I saw you give them a round of applause.
And just how great they've been. I mean, just the energy in the city, the energy around our team again. I'm so proud of our fans. And I know that this hurts them as much as it hurts us. But the energy around our team, around the city, in this building, outside the building. This was the first time our players got to experience something like this. And, you know, I couldn't be more proud of the way our city represented themselves with our play.
Hey, Lindy, in Montreal, they mentioned a couple of the players between the third period and overtime, you know, addressed the team, kind of gave them a little pep talk, essentially, to get their confidence back. The coach addressed the team. What if anything, was said in the Buffalo dressing room?
I talked about the way we finished the period. A little bit on the second period, longer changes, can't get caught. But just let's get after this and try to finish the deal, really. And, the rest, I left the room, so I don't know what the players had to say.
Lindy, what got you to your game that allowed you to not only tie the game up but just have multiple chances to try to win the hockey game? What got you to that part of your game?
You know, I thought our puck play was really good after a while. We played quick. We went north in a hurry. We got pucks in behind, and we won a lot of battles. When you look at some of the forecheck pressure we put on, they couldn't get out of the zone. And I thought, you know, those individual battles were the ones that probably got us going. If you look at, you know, even our first goal, just the battles around net front. I looked at, after two periods, I wasn't happy with the amount of times we missed the net. You know, we missed the net too many times on good opportunities. But I thought we got people there and the puck started getting on net.
You mentioned that you wouldn't let this one game define the season. Are you able, this soon after this game ended, to sort of appreciate the massive step forward that this team, this organization, took after such a long playoff drought?
I am. This is a giant step for us, a giant step for all the players to really get a feel what it's really like, that to be proud of being a Buffalo Sabre, to be proud of playing here. And, you know, I took the job. I thought number one was I wanted these guys to like being a Buffalo Sabre. I think they like being a Sabre, and I think they did our city proud. It wasn't the result we wanted. And to a man, they're all disappointed. But they gave me everything they had in their tank. Thanks.